You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Luka Doncic made his debut as a Los Angeles Laker, and
I don't like it.
You know, my son, who's the Laker fan, loved it. And I told him, I said, this looks weird. And he's like, what looks weird? I go, Luka in a Laker uniform. They shouldn't have done him dirty and put him in yellow on his first game as a Laker. I mean, you know, like, I don't know. It just looked weird. Having Luka in a yellow uniform.
Oh, here's what's actually really funny. There's been some science done on this. The whites do not look good in Laker yellow.
Oh, really?
It's an actual thing. Like,
Dirt and Sprague were saying that this morning too.
It's an actual thing. Like, his skin tone looks very goofy.
It doesn't look good.
Well, particularly with that highlighter yellow. It's not the traditional Laker yellow. Like, if you go back and you watch old footage of Jerry West in the gold Laker jerseys, it looks significantly better. But that highlighter yellow looks terrible on the white boys.
Yeah.
He needs to get himself an L.A. tan to make it look a little better.
He does need that L.A. tan.
You do.
Just give him a couple weeks. He'll get it.
Because Luke Walton looked okay in it.
Well, I don't remember. I can't put that together right now.
Well, here's the flip side.
My brain's not computing.
Mark Madsen looked terrible in it.
Terrible.
You got to have a little bit of color. You got to have a little bit of you can't be a full white.
Yeah, but he may have not looked good in the uniform, but he played good in the uniform.
I mean, he went out there and just kind of did what he does. It wasn't like this explosive thing. He only played, what, 20 minutes?
Yep.
First night off the calf injury. And more than the game, did you see the Hollywood sign?
No.
They flipped the L's upside down and turned them into 77.
Wait, they can do that?
Yeah.
That wasn't just a Photoshop.
It might have just been video work, but
that'd be quite the operation.
I mean, they do stuff like that. They've done it before for other.
They're very excited to have Luka Doncic, and I can see why.
Yeah, it was everything about it was disgusting. LeBron kind of made it about him a couple different times. That came out that Luka was introduced last.
Yeah,
because LeBron asked Luka when he would like to be introduced.
See,
because
LeBron is a team guy, you know.
But of course, it got out that LeBron
asked gave Luka. His blessing for that,
and then Luka said, "I'll go back to you being introduced last, but I'd like to come out last this time."
Yeah,
and they also
what
made
a guy.
Sure they also
what a guy
made
that
sure
LeBron.
They had the mic'd up huddle.
Yeah,
and they've got LeBron saying, "Don't fit the bleep in." Fit the bleep out, Luka, which is also hilarious considering what LeBron said about Kevin Love in Cleveland. Stop trying to fit out and fit in.
Yeah, you've got to be part of us.
And it's like, but you flipped it on. It feels like it's one of those things where it was Jim Valvano preparing a speech and he screwed it up.
Yeah, to that point, though, this Lakers team and the way that it's built, this one is built for... Luka needs to just do his thing. LeBron just needs to do his thing. In that Warriors team, or that Cavaliers team, it was no, our pieces are going to be what makes us win, right? And what Kevin Love was doing in Minnesota was not going to be feasible for him to do in Cleveland at that time and with that roster. Right now, with the way that this roster is built, they just need everything that LeBron and Luka can do because they still don't have a big.
And yeah, they made Jackson Hayes into prime DeAndre Jordan last night.
But again, they're playing the Jazz.
I know, but this is what Luka is capable of doing, though. There is not a bigger floor raiser in the league other than Jokic, as far as like just turning dudes into dudes. If you look at Jackson Hayes' shot chart last night, it is lob dunk, lob dunk, lob dunk, cutting dunk, lob dunk, lob dunk, cutting dunk. And it's like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what? But that's the amount of gravity that Luka on his own has. But when the other guy on the other side of the floor is LeBron freaking James,
yeah,
those Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura are going to have insane amounts of time and space.
Yeah. It's also the Jazz.
Well, the first team that we'll see them play out of the All-Star break is the Portland Trailblazers. So,
again, we'll see another great litmus test that they're going to have there.
And they probably won't have DeAndre Ayton for that.
Here's my thing. The Lakers are currently the 4 seed. They, in the playoffs, right meow, would play the Rockets. They could get past the Rockets.
Yeah.
Then they have Jokic in the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not a title threat. Anybody saying them as a title threat is out of their freaking mind.
But, and like, that's the thing. People will make it into that.
Because they're dumb.
We can acknowledge that Luka and LeBron is a terrifying pairing. 100% they are. But, like, I really need to see what they are going to do against a legit. And look, Portland will be a better test than that because Walker Kessler, really good. Still really good. But they're going to have a good test in that, oh, well, if DeAndre Ayton's not playing, you know, it'll be against, well, Robert Williams may not be playing. Donovan Klingon will be playing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we're not going to get any better semblance of what this could be. And you're sitting there and you're looking at it going, well, can they run against bigs and legitimate bigs? And LeBron and Luka are going to have probably a pretty big day against the Portland Trailblazers.
I mean, LeBron, one of his career averages across the board, his box score, is against Portland.
Who's Tumani play? Who does he defend?
Luka.
That would be fun.
100% Luka. I mean, he'll spend time on both, but
JG on LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the problem. Like, even if you're talking about like really good teams, they don't have the rest of their pieces. They're going to have to figure stuff out this summer. They're going to present a lot of problems because you have two guys on the floor who require two defenders.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm saying with like Rui and Reeves. It's going to be incumbent upon them because if they hit shots, they can be in any game because of what they can do.
Yeah, but in a 7-game series against,
I mean, that
legitimate
getting worked on the bigs. Boards, like that's where their weakness is going to be.
Big issue.
Don't be wrong. Like Braun and Luka are great rebounders, but they're not. Like you can't sit there and be like, well, we're going to go small ball 5 with Braun at the 5 at 40 years old. You can do that for stretches, but that's not something you can get away with all game.
Well, Austin Reeves, he learned something new.
Austin, just as like a basketball aficionado, was there a part of
what?
Helping your vocab tonight, aficionado.
What's that?
A fan. Big fan. Someone who appreciates the game of basketball,
right? I didn't
know
that. Yeah. Thank you.
This is something, seeing Luka's game up close and personal, that you appreciate even more.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I don't know what word you just said.
That man is so Arkansas. It hurts. I love that from Austin Reeves. Oh, what? It was like, for a second, Austin Reeves almost thought that he was called a slur up there on the podium. He's like, oh, what'd you call me? You call me an aficionado?
As a point of order, do you know where Austin Reeves is from?
Yeah, he's from Arkansas.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean,
they call him Hillbilly Kobe for a reason.
But like how he's also like a golf junkie. He's a really good golfer. Austin
he's
Reeves
a really good golfer.
Like he's had to have been around like a clubhouse where like cigar aficionado is like you go to like a clubhouse bar at the turn and they have all the cigars there. There's had to have been like a magazine cigar aficionado like on the counter, and he's never been like, wonder what that word means.
That is, I mean, that's a lot of syllables for Arkansas.
Yeah, it is. It is. He could shoot, though. You know, he could shoot.
He's had some games over the last 2 weeks, that's for sure.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.